your life like, try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie.
We're back.
Imagine us actually recording an episode. Hello everyone, this is the Music Vox. I'm Adam Westwood hosting this week, joined as always by Callum Connor-Jones.
It is I.
And Ben Dodd.
Hello.
And we've got some special guests. Would you like to introduce them?
Oh my God. I have been dreaming of this for so long. I have my very good mates. That you say your name.
Oh, Deacon. And into the mic.
Jamal.
Yeah, also say it into the mic, Deacon.
Get close. Bring it closer to you. Get in there.
These noobs, eh?
Hey there, party people.
Ooh.
Hello, party people.
Whisper sweet nothings into my ear anytime, Deacon.
Anytime you fancy it. All right. So we've got a lot planned this week. And we're going to try and get this done in about an hour and a half. Let's see how we go. So, first things first, since the last episode came out.
Fucking about a month ago.
Blame everyone. There's no
blame
one.
Blame the uni, because they're throwing deadlines at us left and right.
Imagine doing a course and having to do work for your course.
And also, and their like mic's not working in the union. So now we're actually in the radio suite at the moment.
So you can watch us live stream. Well, you can't.
The time they hear this, they won't be.
Yeah,
be like,
I haven't figured that out as I said it.
But for those somehow in our ears right now, you can watch us as well online.
Yeah, I think Emma's listening, so hi, Emma.
Yeah, hello, Emma. Hello. Anyway, let's get into it. So the first thing this week is probably the biggest album that's dropped since the last episode.
And also the shittest album.
It is fucking mine.
Jesus is King, everybody.
Now, when this came out, Adam messaged our chat. He was like, this is amazing. This is the best album of the decade. Kanye's put out the best album since Yeezus. And we were like, Adam, fuck off. Like, this is terrible.
One of those statements is correct.
To be fair, you say best album since Yeezus. It's not like that's a high bar.
No, I know.
But the shade you're throwing right like, now, I'm actually
then
upset.
2 days later, he was like, oh, this is terrible.
Then
do you know what? Like, I can explain why that happened. I mean, I'm the biggest Kanye West stan I know. And I was like, oh my God, new Kanye, it's going to be amazing. And I listened and I was like, it's beautiful, I love it. Even though I'm like,
I was skeptical.
Even though I'm a bit of an atheist. Best. And then I was like, you know what? After like 2 days and a couple of nights sleep, I was like, this is not good.
The production's good, but
I think the production's okay. Like, I wouldn't say it's normal. Like, because it's meant to be a gospel album, but even then, it's not got large gospel influences or anything.
I can't say I've ever listened to gospel music.
No, but if you've just heard, like, even just in general.
Been in a church.
Yeah, just been in a church. Yeah. Then the gospel that you like, it's not used well. Because I was expecting an album of Jesus Walks, and it wasn't. It was just fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one, because there's a lot of there's some high points in the album. I think there are some points that are genuinely all right, and I would like listen to
when
tracks.
When it finishes.
Yeah.
The end of the half an hour. I mean, I'll go through the track list now. So the first song, I think it's Follow God. That's just it's literally just his choir singing, and it's fine. Like, it's they've got nice voices. They're a choir. Mm. They're his choir from they're his choir that do the Sunday service. Yeah, basically.
That's basically what it was, because it's Sunday service.
It's the Sunday service choir that he made in Calabasas. It's every hour first, I say. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how quickly did he turn it out? Because there was all that stuff with the album he was going to put out called Yandy.
This album is essentially Yandy, just with a lot of the stuff taken out of it. A few songs have been tweaked or changed completely. So there's loads of leaks of it on YouTube under names like Definitely Not Yandy, and there'll be like covers of like George Bush or Barack Obama on the front
cover.
You
meant a musical cover then.
No. Like the videos will just be the videos will just be like a picture of those two.
Yeah.
Or something. And then it's just the entire Yandy album that's leaked.
And it similar?
There's some of the songs are the same. Like, so Everything We Need has got Ty Dolla $ign on, and there's like a full Ty Dolla $ign verse that's there, and the beat's different. Like, Yandy is a thing, but they've just changed all of it for this, and they've changed all the topics of it.
I thought it was an entirely new thing from Yandy.
No, so it is, because every song's completely different. Like, they didn't talk about anything the same, because in one he was still probably talking about fucking Kim Kardashian and drugs, and this one he's just talking about Jesus. So there is a bit of a difference.
It's so uninspired.
Who was it that told me yesterday that all his production team... They were like, you can't have premarital sex.
That was the thing. He went to whoever's working on the album with him. They can't have premarital sex.
What the fuck?
And like, while they're working on the album. That album's been, like, geared up to be released for about a year.
Yeah.
That's this is my inspiration.
No, not November, just...
Literally the opposite of Adam Westwood. Imagine Kanye being the one to tell you you can't have sex, though.
I know.
Yeah, it's just yay being yay.
Just yay being
do you
yay.
Think when Kanye said that to Kim, Kim just went, oh, thank fuck. Oh, yes. I get a break.
All right, so let's just like have a look through the album real quick. So you've got Every Hour, which is the first track. I was thinking Follow God is my favourite track out of the album, I think.
Every Hour is... He's not on much, is he, really?
He's not on at all. It's no. The entire choir the entire way through. Thankfully. It's about a minute long. So it's just like an intro to the album.
Yeah.
Cellar's decent. The beat's decent.
That one, to be fair, I didn't mind.
I think Cellar and Follow God back-to-back are really, really good. I think the beat on Follow God's really good. It's like it's almost like... To me, it sort of sounds like something that would have been on, like, Late Registration, personally.
It's not good enough for Late Registration.
No, I'm not saying the lyrical content. I mean the beat and like
the beat. Yeah, I suppose.
Close on Sunday is dreadful. It is so silly, so silly.
Wait, is that the one where you start screaming Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Like in a song, he just goes. Not remember. Goes Chick-fil-A.
Mate, I gave up way before that.
He just okay, starts so banging. What was even the lyric about? Fucking like just Chick-fil-A. So like you're my lemonade to my Chick-fil-A or something like that. It was really weird.
I'm gonna put it on.
Yeah, that like
I'm putting it on. It's so silly though. He just screamed. He's just because the whole point is in America Chick-fil-A's are closed on Sunday.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
What the That's how it ends.
It's like a oh, who was it that one? Was it Future?
Yeah. It's Future on the Black Panther soundtrack.
I remember showing used to that for the first time and we were crying.
I hated it. I hated it. I know I can't. When that song comes on the playlist, I can't not listen to it.
Yeah. Jamal, I think he just broke down into just a laughing fit.
I think he's about to do the same thing again.
Yeah.
So you've then got. That song's.
Oh, you killed the man who's got asthma.
We've broken him. There's a few highlights on this, I'd say. Like, Use This Gospel has got the clips on it and Kenny G, which is, I think, a really good track.
Oh, he disrespected Kenny G.
With how much of a Kanye fan you are, would you ever listen to this album front to back again? Would you ever go?
I'm having to listen to it now because I'm doing a review for uni.
Yeah.
You poor man.
But as soon as that's done, I'm never listening to it again. I might listen to like two or three tracks.
Okay.
But I listen to a Kanye album a week at some point, like every week pretty much.
I hope artists don't start like trying to start doing gospel rap now because Chance tried it and now Kanye tried it and both of them have been shit.
I can't really relate to it because so many, I guess it's different in America because religion is more like prevalent there, but here especially.
It's really weird because it's not like, there's a lot of rap that I definitely cannot relate to in any way. But I don't feel disconnected from it.
Oh, I thought you were a hardcore trapper, Adam.
I know. I mean, like, for example, like, Good Kid, Mad City, I can't relate to living in Compton and, like... But it's more like an autobiography, essentially, is what that album is. And, like, it's, like...
Because that tells a story.
Yeah.
And it's a story everything that's encapsulating and you want to pay attention, you want to listen. This is just him... I think this is Kanye mid-mental breakdown, and this is way of... coping with it.
Oh, people have said that about the last like five albums.
That's true.
Like when he's
just Kanye having a breakdown.
Yeah. I think this genuinely is though. I think this is like this is how he's recovering.
I think this is a cry for help.
I think that's fine. Like I don't think the album is bad at all, right? But at the end of the day, it's nowhere near his standards.
Yeah.
Like if someone else dropped this and they were like a Christian hip hop artist, it might be a lot more well respected. But because it's Kanye and all of the things he's rapped about before and the things he's gone through, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Mm.
So it's really odd. So I mean, I hope personally and selfishly, I hope that this is the last gospel stuff we see from Kanye. But I don't think it will be.
Didn't he say that he's not performing any of his old stuff?
Oh, yeah, but he's lied because he's performing Jesus Walks everywhere he goes.
Yeah, but that's Jesus Walks. I mean, like any of his old stuff, like the braggadocious or that.
I think he still is. Because
remember he said it in the Big Boy interview, didn't he? It's like, I'm not performing any of that anymore.
Yeah,
but he just and it's like shit. Like,
and you know what? Yeah, he does. And that's fine. That is totally fine. What's the issue with it?
like, to, no, like, it's like, I remember when he was like, oh, Jesus King is released, and I was like, oh God, what's he going to do now to promote this? Because every single time he's had an album rollout, it's been a mess.
Mm.
And he's been a mess.
Since
I'm not excited for a Kanye album anymore.
I'm not. I don't want to get into a fight with Adam, but I don't like him. Like, some of his music's good, but his personality is just grating. Like, anyone that walks around and goes, I'm a genius. No, you're not. You make music. Like, there was an interview with Jimi Hendrix, who is arguably a better musician. And he was
arguably.
Like,
I mean,
definitely.
In terms of actual music, in terms of an actual musician, yes, he is.
And he's really humble. And, because you can fucking produce an album doesn't make you a genius.
Yeah.
And I'm
really inspired by Kanye just in terms of the things he does and, like, his creative mindset at times. Like, if he, like, just again, this is just me being a over excited stan for him, but like, so with the he's moving all of the Yeezy production to Wyoming, right? So he's literally gonna make the factories in Wyoming as well as his studio, the design studios and everything, so that he can, because right now, there was an interview I watched with him where he was saying the creative process currently, he and his team will make a design and then it has to be sent off to China. Like, the design will have to be sent off or emailed or faxed or whatever to China. They'll then have to then create the shoe in a prototype, and then he won't be able to see the shoe in person for a couple of weeks at least.
Right.
So he then can't see if the shoe is good enough, what the problem with it was. Like, so he's literally changing the entire way they produce the shoes so that they can be like, they can make an idea and then be in the factory in about 10 minutes time working out a way to manufacture it and how it's going to work. And that...
So he can keep making ugly shoes.
Have you seen the latest ones he's released?
They're not going to...
It is an
awful
fashion designer.
If they are not finished, I'm going to kill him. But
you've heard it here first. Adam Westwood has now put a hit out on Kanye West.
Are the shoes worse or better than Jesus is King?
Oh.
Excuse me.
On a scale of Yeezys... What do you mean?
You remember Jesus all my King. Rants about numerical reviews? I'm okay with shoe reviews. Like, listen to an album, you're like, yep, yeah, that's better than the latest pair of Yeezys. That is the only metric I will ever measure by now.
Yeezy shoes.
Yeezy or not Yeezy?
We're not doing it numerical. We're not saying 7 out of 10. Mm. We're going 2015. Five yeah, 5 out of 10 Yeezys.
So you literally get half a Yeezy. You get like a shoe.
No,
you get the laces.
This album is a shoe. You don't even get the pair. You literally just get like half of it.
Oh, it's fucking like he's not been good since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeezus.
That's a lie.
Yeezus was one. Well, Kids See Ghost is the only one I'll give.
Yeah,
you
I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed Ye as well.
I thought Ye was.
I really, really enjoy Life of Pablo.
Nah.
I think Yeezus is very good.
No.
And Yeezus is like changed. I mean, Yeezus is sort of. It's one of those sort of albums where you can see a lot of people have been inspired by it and still. Like, they make music based around the things that were introduced in that
But
album.
It's not like Yeezus introduced a new... Like, that's been... What he did on Yeezus isn't new. People have been doing that for ages. The Beastie Boys did it in the 90s.
I mean, yeah. You're not wrong, but...
Linkin Park.
Boy. I mean, I just think you're very wrong. I think you're very wrong, Callum.
Yeezus. Well, your sentence then, Adam. You're not wrong, but I just think you're very wrong. That was a very compelling argument.
So... I mean, you're not wrong because it's an opinion, but you are very wrong. Like, that is your opinion, but your opinion is invalid and is incorrect.
Like, the whole thing with him going back telling him he's a genius, like, that's what a Yeezus was.
Yeah.
It was just a big ego boost. I'm black skinhead. I'm not going to lie, I'll still listen to it because it bangs. But at the end of the day, it's just him crying about the fashion industry. And it's like, they won't let me in. Yeah, it's because you can't design for shit.
Yeah.
But we say that, but then he's the, like, currently he's the biggest selling fashion fashion mogul in the world. Like, anything he drops sells out within.
That's his name, though, not because of the...
Mm.
I suppose.
In the same way that Drake sells, not necessarily because music's good, just because it's Drake. Oh, speaking of which.
Drake getting booed off the stage. Oh, my God.
Oh, I felt like, it's a... I feel like you've got something to say. I saw your head perk up.
Yeah, has anyone seen the video of it where he holds out the mic for the crowd, you know, for them to like to join in the song?
And they'll just go.
They're all fucking silent.
That's right. If you want me to continue your chain, when Boone went, all right, I'm a head out.
Yeah. I respect him for it. I respect him for just dipping.
He handled it well.
I respect the crowd. Like, if I saw Drake anywhere, I'd just be like, you fucking prick.
And then Drake could turn around and fucking snap.
Yeah. It'd be worth it.
I feel worse for Tyler out of this whole situation.
That's the thing that annoys me, is it's disrespected Tyler. And because Tyler's
Wait, what happened with
so
Tyler?
Because he it's said Tyler's it up, festival.
Didn't he? It's so Tyler's festival. Count Flocknoe is his festival. Mm. And Tyler was so excited to have Drake there.
I'm going to do it all for the fans. This will be really nice, whatever. And then everyone's because they were expecting Frank Ocean, which I don't know why. Because Frank Ocean rarely does
festivals.
He's
the most reclusive. He's probably like the most reclusive major artist around
He's had two songs out right now. I'm not going to lie, both of them are awful.
I quite like DHL.
I hate it. I think it's awful.
I think he's highly overrated.
I do think Frank Ocean's overrated.
Yeah, I like Blonde and I like Channel Orange, but...
He's had two albums and kind of recluse, and everyone says he's the next best thing.
Not even the next best thing, just the best thing. Yeah. But I mean... You can't expect someone as a special guest. Like, if you're... When it says, oh, it's a special guest, you can't be predicting someone. Because if you are...
You just set your standards. And you're predicting someone who doesn't do festivals. It's like... It just... There's a certain level of entitlement to it.
You know how he did...
That I don't like.
You know how Frank did Park Life? Didn't he only do, like, two songs?
He did, like, a couple songs and then just walked off. Because apparently it was an awful set. Prick. I'm guessing. Or he just didn't want to do it.
He just doesn't like doing festivals. He
wanted to get out of Manchester as fast as possible.
I would.
Not blaming.
Do not blame the man.
You got something to say, Jamal? You look pensive.
Well, yeah, just going back to Frank Ocean being reclusive, I feel like it's that reclusive nature that sort of adds to the allure of Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Mm.
But it's like, it's kind of like a high, like getting a little bit of Frank, it's like, it's all right, but because it's so little, you're just edging for more.
Because it's like just gives you little bits and then you want more and you want more. And being recluse as an artist isn't a bad thing because I think it's actually privacy, but I think people then start to put him on like this plateau of just being an amazing artist. Like, he's not done enough, I'd say, as an artist.
Yeah, I don't think, you can't be considered amazing after just two albums.
Yeah.
Like, people think...
Yeah, you can.
Well, you can.
Unless
you're
Lauryn Hill.
You definitely can. That's a lie. I feel like...
You're not wrong, I just think you're wrong.
No, I am wrong, and I know I'm wrong. I mean, like, people, what I was trying to say was, people like act as if he's the greatest R&B singer of all time, and after that little...
That's gotta go to R. Kelly.
Boy.
Whoa. Don't worry, lads, I'm just taking the piss.
Piss.
I was about to say the same joke, fair play.
I think we all tried to make that joke then.
I was like, how can I get this in quickly? And you stole it.
It's like, oh, Kelly's thought speaking out.
Oh my. And we've descended.
Right, we've done it again, boys.
The weekly descent into hysteria has happened.
I think that took about half an hour, which is surprising.
For us, that might be the longest we've lasted in an actual musical discussion.
Don't just stop talking now. You're gonna
I'm glad you noticed. Then I bring it right back like that. You don't really know about that like that. I'ma keep running from the past. Foot up on the gas. Blunt guts, weed crumbs, sticking to the dash. No talk, bring me to the cash. Just ate mushrooms, took a couple tabs. I've been tripping lately, so a nigga might crash. Should we get on to the next topic? Because this is just going...
What is it?
What
talking
is next?
A small van. A mere van.
A small van?
He's just a mere van in this world.
Yeah, tell me about this, because I don't know anything.
Okay. Shit album. So, fucking God, like, that album was awful.
For those who don't know, a mere van was a member of Brockhampton. He was then kicked out of the group. I think it was...
Sexual misconduct, let's say.
It was 2018. I think it was about May time? May, June, that sort of time. And there was NAMM on the way out, and then it had to be cancelled and scrapped because obviously they didn't want to use any of his vocals or anything. There was reports that he'd lied and he tried to steal from members of the group, and that he'd sexually there was some sexual misconduct claims against him.
And he got, what is it, Dom jumped or something was a claim.
Yeah, he got Dom. He got Dom McLennan, another member of Brockhampton, jumped, and he planned the whole thing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That part was it was it was a rumor for a while, but Dom confirmed it on a song off their latest album this year on Ginger. There's a song called Dearly Departed, which discusses, because the band have been through a lot of the last couple of years, so they discuss everything on that track and get it all out. And at the end, you hear Dom throw the headphones off and throw the mic on the floor. And he came out in an interview and was like, yeah, I broke both of them. I had to spend £200 replacing both of them. Because he was just that mad after he sang it. And he's not performed it live since, I don't think. But yeah, so Amir left the group. And since the group have became a much bigger group than without them with, they became a lot bigger since he's left.
Okay.
I don't think that's anything to do with him leaving. That's exactly. Just natural kind this of wasn't, progression. Yeah.
But a lot of fans think Amir was the best part of the group.
No.
Because his...
No.
His rap is very dark and gritty and tough, and it's... How dare you hit
him? He got really mad at what you just said, then. Just punched
so a lot of members really liked him because he's so unique.
Yeah.
Wow. So then he hadn't dropped anything since in over a year and a half on his own. And then out of nowhere, it was September, middle of September, he dropped an EP with about 7 tracks on it.
I think Callum told us to listen to it. I have listened to it.
It was Adam.
I told you to listen to it.
Okay.
But I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, I did. Probably.
Do you remember any of it?
No.
Brilliant. Great topic good, of discussion.
It wasn't
podcast.
Good.
It
was
yeah.
just a bitter cry. That's all it was. It was just him moaning. It's like, it's him moaning and trying to be the next best, like the next L sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And it's... He's just not.
I good. Think there's some decent tracks on it personally.
I don't. I just think the beats are uninspired. They're
have
boring.
Any of you two listened to it, Deacon Jamal?
No.
Amir's?
Yes.
No.
This is the topic I wanted to discuss here. Do you think. Why have you not listened to it, for one? Are you just not interested, or.
I didn't really like Amir.
That's fair. Is that. was, that befo- was that before. You didn't like him before the acclaims, or was that because of the claims?
This I didn't is what mind I wanted, him, but the claims, like. Put the cherry on the cake for me.
This is
really.
What I wanted to discuss. Is there a stage where, like, we've discussed it a few times over the last year. Is there a stage where a person's personal mistakes take you away from the music?
Yes.
Mm. And at which point is that?
Because there is a line.
Where is the line? And is it okay? Like, should you feel okay listening to Amir Van?
I mean,
that is the discussion.
I think it's very dependent on what they've actually done. Like, Amir's Van's terrible, but you'll go to any fucking generic pub and still hear fucking Ignition by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I refuse to listen to R. Kelly. I refuse to listen to Michael Jackson because, and for legal reasons, allegedly, nonsense. I just can't. Like, it's that whole thing with the joke and the Gary Glitter thing. It's like, use it, but I still find it kind of weird that you a convicted pedo's music.
For me, it's very fluid. Like, because not listening to something doesn't really impact them.
Yeah.
And if it's really good music, I know if everyone says that, then it would impact them. But for the sake of argument, let's say it doesn't. But if the music's beautiful, like the Beatles, John Lennon was a pretty horrible person.
Yeah.
Morrissey. Is a piece of shit, but the Smiths are one of my favourite bands ever. I'm not going to not listen to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to not listen to the Smiths.
Because who cares? Like, but I choose not to listen to someone like XXXTentacion because I don't feel any kind of relation to him. I don't think his music's particularly good.
I was going to say his music's not actually that good.
Like, the thing, like, it might be hypocritical, but I just think, no, he did awful stuff. I'm not going to listen to him because I've got no connection with the music. Mm. If you know, do you get?
No,
like,
I kind of get what you mean. It's like all individual. So everyone has kind of a line, but there's not a clear black line. Like anything that an artist does that crosses that line, it's like it depends on if you like the artist, how much you like each artist, and because people sit there and say, "Oh, I'm going to cancel this. I'm going to cancel this." I'm like, "All right, did you actually?" Listen to that in the first place. No, all right, that's easy to kind of listen to it in the first place.
Yeah,
I think it's more difficult. I think for me, if you listen to the artist, and there's a connection there before, you know, there's a problem they've done. Like so, for me, like I'm not gonna not listen to the Saturation trilogy just because Amir's on it.
Mm. It's also their best album. Is this
the trilogy is probably their best three albums.
Their best stuff is the Saturation trilogy.
But I'm not gonna like not listen to that myself just because he's now been a dick since during that time. But because those three albums that year, is when I first found Brockhampton, listened to them the entire year. Those three albums, like, the soundtrack of 2017 for me, really. So, like, I'm not going to exclude, like, those three albums from my life.
Just yeah, but that's also, since. Like, you've got a giant group. You're not going to not listen to, like, a group of 10 just because one guy got kicked out.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but then...
Also, does he still get royalties from the Saturation Trilogy?
He must do.
I'm not sure... Yeah.
There would have been a huge court case if he doesn't.
Mm. Yeah. Because this is the thing, he just won't get anything. He's not... Everything he's worked on, he'll get a cut of.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because they were independent at the time anyway.
Oh, right,
so they'll have had to work something out.
And there's no legal... even if he killed someone, there's no legal bearing from him to not get royalties.
Because it's still his piece of art.
Yeah.
And so that all gets settled in court. Like, Gary Glitter don't get any royalties because they stripped him of anything like that.
He didn't get royalties from the joke.
That's why it's a bit like... Okay, yeah, because he's not gaining anything from it. But at the same time, it's also like you're using a nonsense.
Has anyone seen Joker here?
Yeah.
That Gary Glitter track works so perfectly. Like, I get exactly why it was used. And it, like...
One of the arguments I hear, though, is it's like, oh, yeah, but Joker's an awful person. It's to convey that. It's like, you don't need to persuade anyone that the Joker is evil.
I didn't recognise it as a Gary Glitter song. Because I've never listened to Gary Glitter.
Mm.
So I don't think it does convince anyone watching the film. Most people our age will not watch that film thinking, oh, this Joker guy's all right. And then hear the Gary Glitter song, you go, hey, wait.
Yeah. Maybe there's something up with this psychopath.
If I'd not listened to the soundtrack since or knew about it before going into the film, I wouldn't have known that it was a Gary Glitter song.
Yeah.
Because I'm like genuinely like,
I'm still
going to
go watch the film because I don't care enough. I'm not going to...
It's a very good film.
Of a good film.
The film box,
part of me is just like, it's kind of weird.
Mm.
It's kind of weird that someone, because whilst people didn't recognise it, somebody actually sat there and went, had to find that Gary Glitter song and then put it in and go, yeah.
But the thing is, so...
Hopefully not.
It's used in a lot of American sports, like that song. It's used as like a chant song in a lot of sports games and the sports stadiums and stuff.
We all know all Americans are nonces.
We're just fishing, waiting for some nibbles. I'll get into emails like, Adam, how dare you publish this on our... No, it's used all the time in America for sports games, arenas, festivals. So it was more well known to an American audience, I think, than anyone. And it was like... He's in prison. He's not getting any royalties from it. Yeah. Is it that much of a problem? Like, it is a banger.
He gets jumped every single day.
That's nice.
That's a really lovely thought, that.
Yeah. Just kind of looks into the camera as I said that as well.
But final word. So, do you remember any of the Amir Van album? No. Any of it?
Sorry, I know that's shit as a host of a podcast, but no.
Well done. We are constantly giving you the best possible content.
You're a big Brockhampton fan, Jamal, aren't you?
Yeah.
When did you start listening to him?
It probably would have been around 2017 because...
Oh, Saturation Trilogy.
So no one told me about them. I kind of discovered. Went around YouTube and went, oh, that looks all right. Yeah. I think my first song was Boogie.
Yeah.
So you came into them at the end of the trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was like... I don't know what I felt about it, but I just knew I wanted to listen to more.
Mm.
And listening back, because obviously I went from Saturation 3 to Saturation 1. Mm-hmm. Saturation 3 is always going to be my favourite album out of the trilogy. Yeah. Sorry, I just kind of like had a brain fart then.
It's fine, mate. Don't you worry.
We have them all the time.
When did you first... So, like, have you listened to the newer stuff?
Yeah, I've listened to basically every album since.
What do you think? Of like the newer stuff compared to the old, like,
because there's been quite a stylistic change.
It's weird saying newer stuff considering they've released like 5 albums in the past 2 years.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, their older stuff that was released about 5 minutes ago.
Like, even though I know it's full of a lot of emotion and stuff, I wasn't particularly a fan of Ginger.
Still not listening.
Was there any reason why? Was it just the style, or was it just?
I think it was a mixture of just the style and. I might even have listened. I don't really think I was up for it when I listened to it initially.
It's real good sad boy background music.
Yeah.
It's real good sad boy background music. I think it's decent, but I think out of the last 5 albums, well, out of all 6 albums they've ever put out, I think it is the worst. Well, I think, no, it's not the worst, I think it's the second worst. I think All American Boy Band, their first album, is pretty hot trash.
All American Boyfriend.
All American Boy Band.
Oh, I was gonna say
no.
That
American Boyfriend is the Kevin Abstract solo project.
That's what I got really confused about.
No, no.
Which is a great track. A great album.
Kevin Abstract's really good. All the band are really good.
Kevin Abstract's probably my favourite.
Ooh. I really like it.
Favourite Brockhampton members, go. Jamal, who are you thinking?
It's either Joba or Merlin.
Mm.
Who are you thinking, Deacon?
The bold white guy. Don't know names.
The bold white guy?
It's got to be Joba.
That's Joba. He's got a shaved head.
Joba was a skinhead. About 2 and 3.
He was the pub quiz host last night.
That one.
I think Joba, Bareface, or Dom.
I'm not a big enough fan to know.
Yeah, I know Joba because Kevin's my favourite, but I think Joba's the best.
Joba's the most talented out of all of them.
I think he's most talented. But because of his solo stuff.
His angry verses are really good. Like, he's a really good, like, soulful singer when he needs, like, all the time. But when he's, like, screaming, like, scream rapping, it's like...
Joba is the new DMX. Confirmed.
Yeah. Is it... Because he does it on Javert on...
I think he had a stroke then, but...
Huh?
Javert. I think he had a stroke.
No. I'm just pronouncing.
That's just the French language.
I know.
The bloody French.
God damn bastard.
Bloody French.
Well... Jamal, you've
now
got
you
some...
are getting a load of you.
Everyone's going to be like, Adam, what is wrong with you?
Adam Westwood hate rant.
Adam Westwood cancelled. He chose with the EDL. He hates the French and he thinks all Americans are nonces.
You said that one.
What?
You said the nonce line. Why are we talking? No.
Pretty sure it was you, Adam.
Yeah.
That was not me. Anyway, Jamal.
Act like
you had some big albums you wanted to talk about. I say big albums. Very small niche albums.
The Jim albums that he recommended.
Jim albums?
Well, I can remember the title of the two.
Shall we start with Waves?
Yeah, Waves. Was it V that I recommended?
It was V.
Yeah.
That was a really, really good, just chill album.
Waves the band?
Yeah, with double V.
With the double V, yeah. I like them.
Good.
You listen to V?
No, I don't. I've not dived deep into them. There's that one song that's on GTA, Nine is God.
Oh, yeah, I think that's from Afraid of Heights.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but I like that, and I've listened to all of their top-rated stuff on Spotify. I've just had it on background. I really do like them. Have you listened to Bass Drum of Death? They're quite similar.
I haven't, actually.
They're a very similar vein, if you like. Well, obviously, you do like Waves, so I'd check them out.
I'm glad you're right, because that helped me on it. I was just on the train, and just putting that on, it was just chill.
Mm.
And just calmed any form of nerves or anxiety I had.
What sort of genre is it? Is it just like...
It's kind of just garagey rock,
yeah,
isn't it?
Garage California rock.
Yeah.
When you said it was a nice vibe, I was like, oh, it's going to be like soulful or...
No. It's just
garage
like,
rock, you know.
No, not
the
like,
nice thing that just relaxes you.
Oh, no, it's not heavy like guitar.
It's no, I'm not saying it's heavy, just...
Like, it's really laid back.
Sounds
vocals.
More grunge. Like, when I think garage rock, I think more grunge.
Yeah, it's not grunge.
Yeah, that's Adam, just know your genres, you idiot.
Bloody hell, Adam. You're doing a music podcast.
The rap boy doesn't know anything else other than rap, does he? Oh, sorry.
I'll get Waves up now.
Like I cut you off, Jamal. So.
Yeah.
I think I finished speaking.
Oh, okay.
What's your favourite song from V?
Oh, it's Pony.
Pony.
Ask me Pony.
Well, let's play a little bit of Pony now.
Play a bit of Pony.
Stupid and pretty, self-assured. I'm hanging around, but it's not me that she's looking for. Hard to express, depressed and bored.
Yeah,
let's get back to the Waves.
That's what I meant by it was a really chill vibe. I felt like I was being introduced to a Disney show. Like one of those old Disney teen shows. It was great.
Do you know what it sounds like? This is a very like obscure reference point to make, but it sounds like it should be on like a British like TV show.
I kind of know what you mean.
You know, like something like Fresh Meat, The In-Betweeners. Yeah. Like it sounds like it'd be like they're in the car driving somewhere and that's playing.
Yeah.
And like a montage.
On the way to like Blackpool. And
yeah.
Fucking Jay has his arse out or something like that. Like,
exactly.
The way they do on The In-Betweeners. I don't know, I'm not right.
Those cheeky scum.
Yeah, Jay, whenever you want to watch your arse out again, get it out. No, I think it's really nice. I think it's really good. That's something I can get into.
really good band. I really like them. Thank you for recommending them, Jamal.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say this three times because I really like everything you've recommended so far.
Let's have more Jamalbums.
I want more Jamalbums.
Jamalbums.
This should be a new segment.
Jamalbums.
Yeah. Discuss some Jamalbums.
Sigur Rós.
Yeah. The Icelandic avant-garde album.
The accordion one?
No. No. That's the Japanese accordionist.
This is next. Hold up.
Sorry.
Hold your horses. Sorry, horses, everyone. Hold your breath. This is... But yeah,
go ahead, Jamal.
Go ahead.
Explain.
I'm gonna get that album up because I'm gonna butcher some pronunciations. We're gonna just annoy the French, the Americans, and anyone
the Icelandics.
Icelandics.
What is this album? What is it? Who is it? What is it called? Who is it by?
I'll let Jamal take this.
Well, it's by Sigur Rós, an Icelandic band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really crap with genres, so I'm not gonna say anything.
Jamal just walks out.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Silent protest.
See you again.
Like, they are known for, like, I wouldn't say they're underground, but they're not...
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, like, they're not, like, going to be plastered everywhere, but they're still well-known.
Mm.
I think they were on Game of Thrones at one point, actually. I think they were literally playing live music when Joffrey was getting married, but, you know, that's...
Oh,
just...
really? That's maybe where I've heard of them from.
I think they sang The Reigns of Castamere, but in their own little Sigur Rós way.
Mm.
But...
Speaking of... The Reigns of Castamere. That, for a fictional song, that is amazing.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Sometimes I'm just in my room and I feel like in a really like powerful mood, and I just go and put it on and just sit there and feel like Tywin Lannister, like orchestrating. Just look out my window. I'm like,
knowing you'll never be Tywin Lannister, just crying a single tear.
I know. My legacy.
I think we should do that as a topic at one point and discuss like movie and TV shows.
I do want to talk about soundtracks at some point because
at this rate it's going to be in a minute.
Yeah, I mean the video games have amazing soundtracks. The film, like Reservoir Dogs, has one of the best soundtracks ever.
The new Death Stranding soundtrack is brilliant.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Genuine, like
I remember you telling me it was like what they had like stuff like Bring Me the Horizon or something like that on.
Yeah,
you brought in
what is that game? What do you do on that game?
Well,
you just walk.
I am gonna wank off Hideo Kojima because I love Kojima.
Oh yeah, I do want to just gush about Hideo Kojima.
But like, see, Kojima's
Hideo Kojima.
No, I don't. Deacon, I bought you a drink last night, and you're doing.
You did it.
He doesn't remember, so it doesn't count.
True. Yeah, go on, tell
the fingers of the game, like people are going, ooh, didn't know I was buying a walking simulator because you know, like you basically play a postman in the game.
Yeah,
well, that's the best way to describe it. But like Kojima himself describes it as a strand game, and it's a lot of symbolism in the game. But essentially, you deliver things, and whenever you like, it's alternative networks in the game. Whenever you connect to the network, other players playing the game, say if they've built a bridge, that bridge will sometimes appear for you. But like, it will stay in your world, it won't just disappear. Or say if, like, you just need something, so another player's probably put it nearby. So you're helping everyone out, and like, you give each other, like, there's concepts of likes in the game. So like, whenever someone has built a bridge, you can like it, and then they'll receive likes.
Mm. I'll like this bridge.
It does nothing more than a bit of...
I like this bridge. Good old Umber Bridge. Love it.
Look at the stonework. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful steelwork on this bridge.
I love how it gets me from this place.
Structural integrity. Huge triangles.
I love how it holds me up. Carry on.
You raise me up.
Like, the likes are nothing more than like a bit of gratification.
So just like on Facebook then.
Yeah, but it does have like a strange way of somehow making you feel connected to everyone. Despite the fact no one ever appears in your game.
Yeah.
But you're still helping everyone, and like.
So, do you fight anyone on it?
You can fight people. Like, there are people who try and steal your cargo. So
what? Why are you laughing at me?
Ben looks really in depth. He goes, "Do you fight?" And
just,
it was like
no
game is good unless I can punch someone.
I've seen so much about it, but I feel like I knew nothing of what
that,
I did.
That's Hideo Kojima. It's the more you know, the less you know.
Yeah,
it's
honestly
really,
like it. Oh, it fills in so many genres of like games, because like some points where it's basically a horror game, other times where it's literally just taking your cargo to another city.
Yeah,
it is. Like, I don't want to, you know, make out this. I mean, to me, the man is a genius.
Yeah.
Like, it is a brilliant game, and I just can't wait to play anymore.
He's working on a horror game next, isn't he? Which means that I feel like it's gonna get stuff. That
I'm hoping it's a proper spiritual successor
to
PT.
Yeah. Because, oh my god, PT
wasn't there a recent thing about PT being released of someone hacked the game and if you
yes,
turn the camera, yeah, you're constantly being followed.
Because the ghost that follows you is like a character model attached to the torch.
Yeah, so she's always like she's at the back
she's
of your eyes.
She's always there. Like. And it's terrifying.
Is Kojima the guy that did Silent Hill?
It isn't. It isn't one of his like games, but he did work on the series originally. Mm. But he's more or less known for Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's yeah. I knew it.
Mm. Like yeah. That's sort of his love child.
Okay.
Shall we get back to Icelandic avant-garde?
Yeah, let's talk about music again.
Shall we go back to Icelandic avant-garde? Because we just descended into war. Just going off topic again.
That was just quite interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
To be fair, no, it's fine. I love it when we go off topic. But yeah, do you want to talk
every
more about
every single episode we've ever done, we just go off topic.
Yeah.
Every
wanna,
time.
Shall we just
we're
play
going
it,
off topic
Adam,
by talking
it.
About going off topic?
Yeah.
Have you got a song from the album that
I... I think it's Sven Fifinglar. That's my best Icelandic. It's you.
Yeah, that was a Icelandic avant-garde.
I don't know what I expected, but I don't think it was that.
I was expecting like neoclassical metal.
Yeah, it fully just it feels like you're floating when you listen.
It feels
to the
like
album.
You're in the womb.
Yeah,
listen,
because
that
that's
song.
What the album cover is. It's the fetus in like. Is that I thought I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was a snake, but no, it's the umbilical cord.
Have you ever listened to Cigarettes After Sex?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Reminds me of them a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I see that. But I feel like they're a bit more like.
Yeah, these are
grandiose.
More out there. Yeah.
But yeah, it was another really good fucking album. And are we talking about our boy?
Oh yeah,
our lovely
prodigy.
Man. Our lovely man, Koba.
The accordion master himself.
Mania Koba 3 is the album, and oh my god, I don't know what I was expecting, but it blew me away.
I was so
sure
shook.
I showed those two.
I was so shook up when I listened to this.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. It's so different. I'd never really listened to accordion when it wasn't a bit of a meme. You know? Like every time I've seen someone play the accordion, it's either a homeless person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Armenian man down the street.
Or it's a bit of a meme and like a background of a video or something. So I'd never listened to it seriously and it was really good.
And it has a cover of We Are the Champions by Queen on it, and it's fucking amazing.
I mean, I think the way he uses the accordion in the album, though, it's like, he uses it really traditionally in some sense. Mm. Like, I think there's one called Itami Gua, where it sounds like you could be in France.
Yeah.
Like, in Paris. Like, it is genuinely a beautiful song.
I think that's
song.
The only track I've heard.
But, and then, I think Birth of Venus is one of my favourites on that album.
I'm just getting it up now, because... I know I've got a track and it ends up being my favourite. I think it was Kanzane Stegata.
That's
that was
a good song.
A really good song. That's the one I showed those to. When the bloody mics didn't work in the student union.
We'd like 2 weeks ago we were ready to record. We went to the student union to record and we sat in the studio and pressed record and the microphones sounded like...
Death.
Well, yeah, for one. I was trying to think of a more... something a bit more descriptive. It literally sounded like
it
static. It sounded like static being
that's
punched.
Best description I could give.
With nails. That's how bad it was. So this is why there's been such a long wait, because as well as us being goons and missing out, yeah. Just on our lives nowadays, that happened as well.
Yeah.
But we have listened to that album, and it is gorgeous. I think we should play the We Are the Champions cover.
We Are the Champions. Right.
Yeah, we are.
We are the champions.
Here's the thing. It's in like the Japanese what do you call it?
The letters. Symptoms.
Do you want me to play it? Because I can actually understand
you,
it.
Yeah, you can.
You what? You speak Japanese?
No, I'm Deezer. It's actually in English.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna say you read Mandarin then.
Mandarin?
That's
Chinese.
Oh. Bloody hell, Ben! I don't realize we're two racists.
Whoops.
Oh, classic ADL.
I'd have edited that bit out too.
At this rate,
at this
point,
it's going to be the intro.
Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to the Music
Box. Hi guys. Bye guys.
Thanks for listening guys, see you next week. I mean, I would also be hanging my head in shame if I was listening to this podcast.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say if you were my girlfriend.
No, you and Emma are
you
beautiful.
You wish.
Oh. I wish I was your girlfriend.
Oh, you're right. So cute, Ben.
You
we love
guys.
You.
I think I know which track it is. I think I know which Japanese... I've got it up. You got it?
Which one? We had a champion.
Yes, please. How gorgeous is that?
It's so weird.
So
it?
Bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's
but
so weird.
It.
But it's so nice as well. Like, it's so lovely.
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced, Ben.
No, it's good.
Yeah. There's a lot going on right now.
It's just strange. Isn't
it is. It's
it is really
something you've got to wrap your head around, and then once you just got to jump into it and go, right, I can't expect anything.
Yeah.
This is just going to be weird, and then it becomes the best thing.
There's this dude on YouTube who just the, sorry, I'm springboarding off it a bit, but he's called Justice Dare, and he does like loops of popular songs with his guitar and a loop pedal, and they sound literally amazing. Like he's done a lot of Frank Ocean ones. He's done some stuff off Jesus Is King, and I'm almost glad that album came out just so I could hear it. This man's guitar loop. It's amazing.
Have you heard anything by a man called Reggie Watts?
Oh my gosh.
I think so.
Have you ever heard of Mark Rebier as well?
I haven't actually.
Okay.
Oh, you've never listened to Mark Rebier?
Mark
You'd
Rebier.
Love him,
you're going to love him. So I went to see him last year in concert for free because I got in for the society down the road. But he basically is like Reggie Watts, but he's almost in a way more comedic than Reggie Watts. But then he can be way more serious. Like Reggie Watts sort of fits in an imitation where he's always a bit funny. But like, there is songs on his. He's got some albums out, but he basically has a beat machine, kind of a beat machine with a looper, and his laptop with 1,000 different sounds in there. And it would just if like he wants to make his piano, his little keyboard with him, a guitar, a bass, a drum, whatever, he'll do it. And then he'll just make songs, all of them off the top of his head, and they're amazing. But there's songs about him like falling out of love, but then there's also songs about him being Blackbeard and Robin. Coming up to port, robbing everyone's houses, then sailing away again. So there's not really one set lane for Mark to stay in, but he's amazing.
Just,
I feel like you genuinely love him.
Yeah,
every live show he does, he has like, he has two albums and like two EPs out, and he'll perform some of those. But every show he does, he'll just perform random requests. So there's a song on one of his albums called "Fuck Donald Trump" because in Vienna, someone was like, "Make a song about Donald Trump." So he made a like an EDM rave song about with the chorus. It's just like "Fuck Donald Trump, fuck Donald Trump."
Sounds amazing.
He's beautiful. We've played it before. We've played him before. We played "Fuck Donald Trump" as the outro.
We
before.
Have actually, yeah.
So you may have heard him once or twice, but he's really fun.
I'm bold of you to assume anyone listens to this podcast.
I listen to it every week.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't.
He listened once and was like, yeah, I'd love to come on, boys.
He has been a fan since the start, as Jamal.
You have, actually.
Since what was it? What did we used to go on? Was it Wave Cloud?
It was on, we were on Mixcloud back in the day. When we became the hot...
One follower was Jamal.
The only official follower of the Music Vox was Jamal.
You had a friend who properly deconstructed it. Like you could tell he actually had listened to it as well.
Is he Austrian or?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a mate called Jeff who lives in Austria.
My name's Jeff.
By the way, we are all very hungover. Oh. So.
Why has that broken me so much?
Benjamin.
Sorry, Jeff.
Benjamin. Sorry, Jeff.
But no, he listens all the time, and he sent me like it was like a full-on essay about what he liked about it, what he didn't like, what he'd change. It was great.
It was so lovely.
Do you remember when we became the 13th hottest indie band in the country?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because we had to on Mixcloud, you have to add tags to your uploads.
Yeah.
And we spoke about loads of indie music on it, so we tagged indie, and we were the 13th hottest indie track that day in the country.
Wow.
So we were the hot.
So weird. It was like the first podcast we'd done, and we all put it on our Instagrams and what have you. And like, probably everyone
we knew, we're like, oh, it's these bloody idiots doing a podcast.
I think it was the first thing. It was the first thing that we'd ever done. It was the first thing we'd ever like produced.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, what the hell are they doing? What? Yeah. Let's give it a gander.
Yeah.
And I remember because we didn't even know each other. We just jumped in the room and went, let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
It was an odd one. And here we are.
And here we are talking about R. Kelly and
R. Kelly, the French. And, and Japanese accordion players.
We never speak Mandarin.
I mean, we've got about 10 minutes left.
Do you want to talk about MCR quickly? And just that music in general?
It's just a surprise seeing them coming back, to be honest.
Yeah.
You'd think being 43, getting back on stage, would do your knees in.
Yeah.
What is, I think...
Have you seen the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
They're like fucking insane, though.
He does a lot of coke before he comes on.
Keith Richards has literally achieved the perfect amount of heroin that his organs are all pickled. He's so preserved.
That's his diet.
Is there
like, I want to know how big, like, what happened if you just ironed out Keith Richards, just his wrinkles? How big would he be?
He'd be too powerful.
It'd look like Cassandra from fucking Doctor Who, a stretched out skin.
I'm going to clip that up. I'm just going to hear, he's achieved the perfect level of heroin.
Oh, that was like my text tone.
Darn. Anyway, back to MCR. Go on, Deacon. Sorry.
It's only for one
tour or one
concert,
show.
I think.
Oh, okay.
One show called Return. Oh no, it might be a tour actually. But I've only heard about them doing it in LA.
Well, that'll sell out. So
I don't think they're bringing out any new music. It's kind of disappointing.
I think they might
be probably shit.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Far
no, I wouldn't put it past them. Yeah. I don't think they're the kind of band that can come back and everyone's like, wow.
Everyone would go for nostalgia, I think.
They'd be like, have you heard Fall Out Boy's new stuff?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fall Out Boy really fell. Yeah. He just fell off.
They fell off, boy.
Yeah, fell off, boy.
We all wanted to make the joke. We let Adam do it.
And it failed.
We gave him some form of redemption after his rant before. And now we...
People will be listening to this going, what rant? Because they'll have edited it out. What are these guys talking about?
We've been in the studio for about an hour and 10 minutes now, and they'll hear about 3 minutes.
10 minutes of content.
Not even that. There'll be our intros. We'll have the Japanese accordion player, the avant-garde Norwegians.
Mm.
Icelandic.
I'm very sorry to the Norse.
Bloody hell.
Oh, they're all basically the same.
I mean, they're
not. Jamal, don't give in now.
That's literally...
No.
He's got a really good
really
point.
They really are basically the same. Because if you go into the deep, deep history of the Norse regions of Scandinavia...
this is now a history podcast?
Well, they all came from some part in Germany, the North. Norse Germany. And... essentially, they all started to just, like, live in those little bits of Scandinavia. But Finland doesn't actually count. Finland's the odd one out, which is
like
why
Finland.
It's all the way to the left, kicked I think.
Off. Is this racist?
No, it's not racist.
No, it's
actually correct.
No, it's genuine because...
Right, okay.
Like, I think Norwegians are the OG Norse.
Did you sit there and go,
all
think,
languages in that area
is this racist?
Yeah, I was just checking that you weren't on some, like, eugenic stuff or something.
No, but if you speak Norwegian, you can speak to a Swede in Norwegian and they'll understand you.
Okay.
Because the languages are different, but some enough to understand.
Right, okay.
Same with if you went to go see a Danish man. But they like to joke about the Danes because they don't like the accent. They say, oh, it sounds like they got something stuck in the throat.
Yeah.
Because they're horrible racists.
Okay.
Right, so we've not got long left and we need to talk about...
We
need to talk about the classic album for this week, which originally was an EDM album.
Yeah, it was originally...
But then Adam changed his mind.
Because he realised we're not going to like it.
Yeah, it was originally Welcome Reality by Nero, right? And it was this because it was the first album I ever bought. But I wanted an actual class. I wanted something good.
I think the thing with EDM, there wasn't a lot to dissect.
No, it had just been me being like...
Just the beep boops.
It's
the uns. I like that uns.
Like that
Doomsday.
SpongeBob thing where Mr. Krabs is like, I would like you to play that song again.
That's the entire album.
Beep, beep, boop. Beep, beep, boop. That's Adam Westwood sat at home.
Beep, boop. Meet on Land FL Studio, like, beep, boop, boop. So this week we changed it up, and I decided to actually go all out and go for a metal album. And so I went for probably the best metal album of all time, Master of Puppets by Metallica.
I'm not a metal
when
fan, but oh my god.
Master of Puppets came out in 1985.
Mm. Okay.
I think they started making music in, is it 83 or
80. Yeah, the first album came out 83.
So this is like
the
early and raw Metallica.
Yeah, this is like prime thrash metal. Because I think by the 90s, because they got really famous, they were like recognized as the big four who like really amped up the thrash metal genre. So, but by the 90s, because they got recognized so much, people playing them on the radio, I think they did tone themselves down a bit to get more radio coverage.
Mm.
Which I think it's fair enough. Like,
yeah, you want
back in the day, it was such a massive moneymaker for you. So if you weren't on the radio, what was like you screwed essentially.
Another thing about Master of Puppets would be the last album that Cliff Burton ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly,
it is Cliff Burton.
His tour in Sweden.
Who's Cliff Burton?
The bassist.
Oh, okay.
The Norse curse.
One thing that all these great albums have in common is that the intro song is always amazing.
Yeah,
Battery is amazing. Insane.
I didn't realise that I enjoyed metal as much as I did.
Yeah.
No, I've no, because I've never listened.
I'm a big fan of Steel.
We're in the Steel City, to be fair.
On fights people with all his spirit.
Come to Yorkshire, and now I just love metal, mate.
Big fan of metal.
Oh, shut up, Adam. I like steel.
Lead. I like aluminium.
Lead's not a metal. Is it? Is it?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, damn, man, I look like a fool. Are you sure?
Yep.
Is lead a metal?
Yes.
If you're thinking about pencil lead, that's graphite.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm just gonna go home.
I think we all should go home at this rate.
We're all gonna get cancelled in like in about 10 years.
This will be the last episode that comes out in 3 years' time when someone when one of us on this table is success just to ruin us all.
Yeah. He's already got it. Yeah. He's so hungover.
Let's go through.
Right, Master of Puppets, 1986. Come on, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Go through the tracks. So, Battery. Thoughts and opinions.
Of course, it's only 8 songs long.
It is. It's quite a short album. But it's short in terms of songs, but there is 54.
It's all about quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a really, really good album.
So, what is everyone's favourite track? Let's go straight into it. Straight balls deep.
I like Welcome Home Sanitarium. I'll go with that.
I'm going to go either Battery or Orion.
Battery or what? Sorry, I was just having a coffee fit again.
Orion.
Ooh.
I think Orion is a brilliant song. Obviously, every song on the album's brilliant, but I find Orion the most interesting because what a lot of metal artists didn't do back then was put an instrumental song in, and it's nice to have that as a break from, you know.
Yeah, because that's one thing with metal is James the Hatfield vocals is the one thing I've never been a fan of in metal. So to have an instrumental break, because that's what I'd listen to metal for, is the heavy guitars and things like that. So,
and Cliff Burton's bass in that is brilliant. If you solo the bass on Orion, it just sounds like a rhythm guitar. It's gorgeous.
For me, I think it's the most underrated song on the album. I think Leper Messiah is the best track.
Oh, that's such a good song.
I was going to say that, but I've changed my mind. I think it's Battery. Because I love how it starts off acoustic, doesn't it, Battery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful the way it comes in.
It did catch me off guard the way it started. I was like, hold on, wait, have I got the right album? Mm-hmm. And then it kicked in. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's what I think like it really works, starting it slow and then building it. It builds up, like, and then more and more instruments come in, and then it just goes for it. And it's amazing. I'm gonna clip in Leper Messiah right now so you can understand, for those who've never listened to Master of Puppets, exactly what they're missing out on.
Mm.
Oh, all the six-year-olds.
All those young lads listening to this podcast.
But I think I listened to this album the first time when I was about 13. So, I mean, my 13 to 15-year-old was just me thrashing out in my room to metal from the 80s. It was brilliant.
Well,
Sorry, go on, mate.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you all prefer these to Black Sabbath? Because they're my favourite metal band.
No, I love Black Sabbath as well.
I love Black Sabbath.
I'd have to go Metallica over Black Sabbath.
I need to listen to one.
I think Metallica, I think Metallica are one of the best bands of all time.
I really like Motorhead.
Saint Anger was brilliant.
I like Motorhead.
Saint Anger was so gorgeous. Garage Inc. Yes.
I think that's the thing that I really like about Metallica, though. They've got such a massive career, and pretty much every song and album they've brought out is brilliant, but nothing they've done is perfect. Like, Saint Anger is just a stain on the career.
nothing is perfect, but I don't think you have to be perfect to be a great band.
No, that's what
I
I'm saying.
I think it can be quite endearing when it's not perfect.
If it was so perfect, it'd get every album after every album, it'd get boring.
I think what you just said there is what I like a lot. Like what I like about a lot of artists when something isn't like.
Like it could be in terms of production or like the vocals could, like because there's so many singers in metal bands and in other bands where they're a bit of a shit singer, but it just works so well.
Oasis is probably one of the biggest examples of that. Liam Gallagher is an awful singer, but it works.
Calm, I don't know if you noticed, that's just a Manchester accent.
you sound like him.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, that's what I'm saying.
I would say he is now, I don't want to get into a massive debate about Oasis, but I would say he was a classically good singer for a bit in Oasis' prime.
Yeah.
But then cigarettes and alcohol. We
a lot of drugs.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get back to play
song. So I'll give you a little bit of Leper Messiah and then I'll get back to the point we were saying originally. So this is Leper Messiah by Metallica.
That. You had that fadeaway perfectly.
Yeah, I know, I'm a genius. I know how to work a volume rocker. Sorry. Sorry.
When Callum played a song, he just lowered the phone slowly away from the mic.
And then just abruptly paused it.
Kind of paused it. Because I forget volume buttons exist. And I'm like,
and you're like, you're a genius, Adam. What? Oh my God. You know how to do things.
Adam, show me, please. There's so many buttons on the phone. What does this do?
Personally, for me, I think this is Metallica's best album.
Yeah, I'll happily agree.
I've not listened to it enough to.
The only other album I'd say would be close would be Ride the Lightning. That was what I nearly put in there.
That is probably my favourite. But I won't say it's the best.
I spoke to Adam.
Especially
about
not the best with spelling.
Probably the other week. Have either of you seen that? His name's like Rob Scallion or something. He did a cover of One by Metallica, all on one guitar. So him and his, they blacked out the screen and had hand holes where you could come through. There's a behind the scenes video of it, which is equally as good as the actual video, but it's just black and all these hands come on the same guitar and play all the different guitar parts. It's fucking amazing. I'll link it later. Link it on the podcast when we put it up as well.
Yeah, I'll put it on the Twitter as well if anyone's not seen it.
You fucking will.
Ooh.
Idiot.
Ben Dodd strikes back.
Music Box episode 6.
Actually, episode 5 is Strikes Back, mate.
Yeah.
I know. I was memeing, ooh. Doddy. I was memeing. Jeez.
Right,
is there anything else? I was just, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Just as a whole, I think I really wanted to bring a metal album onto this because we've had Kate Bush.
We had Kate Bush, then we had Tracy Chapman.
Mm. I wish we needed a bit of a switch up.
Yeah.
I think we've got that perfectly with Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Have you noticed that he's not used his grading system since the first time he used it?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very, very glad. I can't tell you how glad I am about that.
So for those who don't remember,
never listened to us before, which is more likely.
More likely. I made a system called Mean Review. So essentially, I did a mean. Of my reviews of the album. So I give every song on the album a score and then divide it by
basically
how
he thought he invented the numerical ranking system.
I thought I was a genius. And then realised about the day after, I was like, this is really stupid.
Then he didn't realise,
we all fucking told you.
He was like, I've got this new way of ranking it.
I was editing the show and I had to re-listen to his argument at me. So this, Ben argues with me in person. I'm like, this is going straight out. I don't give a crap about you, Ben. And then I'm sat there back in the editing suite, back again, just doing it. And I'm just hearing Ben in my ear just screaming at me again. I'm like, yeah, I was not going to do this again. Just because I don't want to embarrass Ben Dodd again.
But it's new way of ranking albums.
But this album is
song by song,
album
and they give it a number.
9.8 out of 10.
Oh, fuck off.
it's several Yeezys out of 10. That's what
it's a 350 boost.
Nah, this is a Red October.
I don't know Yeezys.
I don't know Yeezys.
The album covers
I know they're called Yeezys and that's it.
That's the old school Nike Bad Boys. You know the big red ones with the spikes on the back?
No.
Why am I talking trainers to you?
Is that a film about the Soviets?
Yeah, the Hunt
for
Red
October.
And on that note, we'll end.
Yeah.
That is Callum, what's your classic?
My classic, well, I put it
next week. Do you mean 3 years time?
Yeah. On Twitter, I put up a poll. Got about 7 votes, but fuck it. Of 3 albums, because I couldn't choose. It was Rumours, Dark Side of the Moon, and Unknown Pleasures. Everyone went for Rumours, but fuck that. This isn't a democracy.
Dictatorship, son.
Fuck that. I'm going for Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division.
Better choice, mate.
What a fucking amazing album, and I cannot wait to gush over it. And
I can't wait to numerically review this bad boy.
Disorder is one of my favourite songs ever.
We're going to save that for next week, because it's fucking amazing.
Right, it'll be a better episode next week, because we'll all hopefully not be terribly hungover.
Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday, so we all got shit-faced, basically.
I spent too much money.
Deacon lost his wallet.
And
Jamal had a nap.
Do you know, coming in here and having a conversation with you all made me forget about that. I was quite content with my life.
Yeah, we've got to go to the chippy after this to find your wallet.
Now I'm sad again.
Well, that's what I do to people. It's been so lovely having you two on.
Thank you very much. This has made me so happy. And it's like worlds colliding. It's a crossover episode. That's what this is.
What is this? A crossover?
This is like when it was Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Scooby-Doo and Batman. It was great.
That was a shit crossover.
That was a shit crossover.
Mine was a BoJack Horseman reference.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh,
I've been waiting to a stage where I've got like just like 2 weeks free to watch every episode.
Apparently it's really depressing.
It's not a comedy. It's really. Let's turn the mics off and then have this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for coming, lads. We may see you next week.
Yeah.
If we can find the time to do it.
If anyone listens again after this podcast.
If this ever leaves the studio.
Yeah.
But if not, we've been the Music Box, and we'll be seeing you next week. Listening.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye, Emma.
Emma is not still listening.